All right. Good evening. Good to have you in the house of the Lord tonight. And looking forward to what the Lord has for us. Good to see Kevin out of the hospital. And all God's people said amen. Good to see Nikki back and the rest of you. Good to see you back. Good to have Kayla back. It's spring break, so he can go with schoolwork. But good to have you in the house of the Lord tonight. Looking forward to what the Lord's going to do. So let's go to the Lord in prayer and ask the Lord to meet with us tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we come before you. And dear Father, we want to express our love and our thanks and our gratitude for who you are and what you've done. And God, I pray that you might meet with us tonight, that you might bless the reading and preaching of your word. God, that you might help us, God, to be able to absorb the word of God in our hearts and minds. Help it to make a difference this week as a result of being in your house. Thank you for healing Brother Kevin and others that have been sick. I do pray for Brother Cardi, that you might continue to be with him and Sister Moyer and others, God, that need your healing. Sister Woody that called in. And God, I just pray that you might raise them up. But bless our service tonight in Jesus' name. Amen.
Never used this pulpit before. Okay, so let's all stand. Let's turn to a very hard song to find, page number one. Song number one, My Savior's Love.
I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned unclean. Oh, how marvelous, oh, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. Oh, how marvelous, oh, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. For me it was in the garden he prayed, not my will but thine. He had no tears for his own griefs, but sweat drops of blood for mine. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. When with a ransomed in glory his face I at last shall see, 'twill be my joy through the ages to sing of his love for me. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me.
Thank you. You may be seated. Let's see if you can figure out today's pattern. It's we're going to turn over to page two. Come thou fount.
Come thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnets sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount I'm fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. Here I raise my Ebenezer, hither by thy help I'm come, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God, he to rescue me from danger interposed his precious blood. Oh, to grace how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it for thy courts above.
Amen. How many, if you love our hymn books, amen.
Amen.
How many pages in our new hymn book? Nobody even knows. 589. So if we do three hymns a Wednesday night, it's going to take us a while to get through the whole book. Anyway, but when I was a kid and we sang that, I'm thinking it says, "Here I raise my Ebenezer." I had no idea what that meant. I'm like, what in the world is an Ebenezer? But praise the Lord. All right. Well, good to see you in the house of the Lord tonight. And Saturday, Operation Saturation, if you can, come go with us. Help us knock doors. We got two Saturdays to really hit it hard for Easter Sunday. And so come and go with us. Sunday morning, regular service is Sunday night. We'll have a, Lord willing, a DVD about the remodel. And if you took pictures, if you have some pictures that you took during the remodel, send them to my phone. Not 200 of them, okay? Just like maybe 20 or 30. But send those to my phone maybe tonight. Hopefully we'll get that done and completed. And then we'll have a fellowship after church Sunday night. And we're going to have Sloppy Joe's. And you don't have to bring a dessert because we're going to have Spears pies. And so we're looking forward to that. But if you would like to bring a bag of chips, your favorite chips that you would like to share, then do that and we'll have a good time. Then a week from tonight will be the Lord's Supper. And it is for our church family. Somebody already asked me, what do you believe? The two ordinances are, what's the two ordinances? Baptism and Lord's Supper was given to the church. Not to the universal invisible church, but to the local body. We wouldn't allow anybody that's not a member of our church, even if they were a member of another Baptist church of like faith somewhere else, to come and vote in our business meetings or anything like that. And so we just believe that it is for our church. We don't take it to rest homes. We don't do anything else. It is for the church. It says when you come together in one place. And if it's a universal invisible church, we all can't fit in one place. So, but we will preach closed, but we will practice open. That means if somebody comes in and we're passing the elements, it's up to them. Because the Bible says, let every man judge himself. It's not my job to judge you, to say, you can't take it, you can't take it, you can't take it, you're not right with the Lord. No, that's on you. But we will preach closed, but practice open. And so that'll be 1 week from tonight, a memorial service for our Lord Jesus Christ. And then the next Sunday will be Easter Sunday. I love Easter Sunday. I love all Sundays. But we'll have breakfast and photos from 7:30 to 9:30 and regular services the whole day. Then Lone Star Baptist College will be with us Sunday, May 10th. So look forward to that. And then down here, the two youth camps are coming up. And Nathan and Katie will be graduating from Heartland. Then they'll be getting married when? June? No, 6/26/26. Yeah, easy for you to remember. 6/26/26. So hopefully you can remember that. But it'll be in Florida. So the Lindholms are chartering a plane. So if y'all like to go, get your name on the list. And it'll be free. Lodging's free. Oh, no. No, that's not the case. Anyway. All right, let's all stand, have a time of fellowship, then we'll take the offering tonight.
That'd be nice. Still up. It says, what was the presence? It says United States of America. Air Force One.
All right, find your place this evening. And we will receive the offering, not take the offering. That sounds kind of bad. Receive the offering tonight. So let's go to the Lord in prayer and ask the Lord to bless this offering. And Brother Moyer, will you do that for us, please, sir? Amen. You may be seated.
So I'll stand, take our hymnals one last time this evening. Let's turn to page number 384. Yes.
Request of the pastor.
Yeah.
It's a well of pure water when I'm thirsty and dry, and bread when I'm hungry and worn. When the battle is raging, it's my faithful sword, a shelter from life's troubled storm. It's a light to my pathway and a lamp to my feet. When the world gets so dark you can't see, and I've not made one change in one word that it says, but it sure made a change in me. This blessed old book that I hold in my hand is true from beginning to end. It's the solid foundation where I firmly stand. Sin kept me from it, now it keeps me from sin. When I think what it cost just to hold in my hand, it reminds me that I owe a great debt to all of the martyrs who've gone to the stake and quoted with their dying breath. Now it's great. Are many and believers are few, but there's one thing I've found to be true. If you find when you read it that there's something wrong, then there's something wrong with you. This blessed old book me from sin.
Thank you. You may be seated.
Let all the world may know our loving Savior, that he lived and died that they might live again. O Lord Jesus, take and use us. Let your light shine through us. Let us go, that all the world may know. There are those in darkness who need to see the light. They need to find the one who is the way. Who will tell them? Oh, who will spread the news? They'll be lost unless we go and give and pray. Let all the world may know our loving Savior, that he lived and died that they might live again. Oh Lord Jesus, take and use us. Let your light shine through us, let us go, that all the world may know. Harvest time is calling, but laborers are few. The fields are wide, and now's the time to go. Souls are dying who need to know the truth. Jesus gave his life that all the world may know. That all the world may know our loving Savior. That he died and lived that they might live again. Shine through us, let us go, that all the world may know, the world may know. Oh Lord Jesus, take and use us. Let your light shine through us, let us go, that all the world may know.
That all the world may know. Praise the Lord. It's our job to get the news out. That's why we have a visitation program. That's why we have tracks back there. And that's why we have a bus ministry. That's why we have a missions program, so we can get the gospel to our city, our nation, but beyond our nation to the world, that all the world may know. Well, I broke the tradition with Brother Philip. I said, I want a song about the Bible. And so he kind of changed it there, and I love the way you did it. Everybody's three. This is a Baptist church. Come on, guys. This is a Baptist church. We're not a non-denominational. We're not a progressive. We're not a Lutheran. We're not a Episcopalian. We are a Baptist church. And I've been accused of we're going liberal because we have chairs. But we're not going liberal, okay? We're not going to push our Baptist heritage away and become something else just because we got chairs. But we are a Baptist church. And if we're going to continue in our theme, continue, I hope you'll look up there, we need to continue. And as long as I'm a pastor, we will have Bethel Baptist Church on the sign. And not only that, we'll be a Baptist church on the inside. It's not an assurance that if you go somewhere and there's a Baptist church, it says on the sign that you walk in and it's a Baptist church. But hopefully you can distinguish a Baptist church pretty quickly. Got a good-looking pastor. So what are the three earmarks of, if you boiled it down to three earmarks of the Baptist? It's on our flag that we need to get back. The book, the blood, the blessed hope. And we will get that Baptist flag back and hang it proudly. But the distinguishing factors, and there's a lot with the acrostics of Baptist, but really it boils down to the book, which is the B-I-B-L-E, amen? Yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. Then the blood, that's salvation. Folks, there's a lot of Baptist churches mess around with the blood. And you don't need the blood. No. The only way you can get saved is by the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. You can't earn it. You can't buy it. It has to be, you've been forgiven and your sins have been washed away by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And then the blessed hope. A lot of today messing around with the blessed hope. All the different post-trib and mid-trib, and you can go whenever you want, but I'm going on the first load, all right? I'm going pre-tribulation and pre-millennium. I'm already going to be in heaven when the Antichrist comes on the scene at 3.5 years on the scene. Who is the Antichrist? Well, I thought it was Hillary Clinton or somebody like that, but I guess I was wrong. But we do not know. We do not know. But I'm not going to stick around to find out. I'll just watch it from up there. Amen. But the book, the blood, and the blessed hope. So on Wednesday nights, we're going to talk about those three things. And it's going to take us a little while because just one of those, the book's going to take us a little while, and the blood's going to take us a while. And the blessed hope. And that's why I had him sing this blessed hope book. It's a well of pure water when I'm thirsty and dry, and bread when I'm hungry and worn. When the battle is raging, it's my faithful sword. Amen? A shelter from life's troubled sea. It's a light to my pathway. Does the Bible say anything about that? Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Hey, this gives us direction, praise the Lord. Not to the right or the left. Right down the road. And then it says, when the world gets too dark, it can't see. And I've not made one change in one word that it says, but it sure made a change in me. Amen. Amen. A lot of people can't sing that. Right. NIV translators can't say that. Change 65,000 words out of your King James Bible. Oh, it's easier to understand. Yeah, but a lot of things they left out, they took out on purpose. And so I'm going to talk about the Word of God tonight. So if you can find 2 Timothy chapter number 2, and if you can stand in reverence and love of God's Word, 2 Timothy chapter number 2, I love verse 1, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same." The same. "Commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also." But of course, it's going to take verse 3, "Thou therefore endure hardness. As a good soldier of Jesus Christ, no man that warreth entangle himself with affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. Now look down in verse number 14. Of these sayings, put them in what? How are you going to do that? You got to talk about them. Got to remind you, oh, here we go. We've been down this road before. I've heard this message before. Well, sometimes we learn by repetition. We learn by going over it and over it and over it. A, B, C, D. Yeah. We took our kids, we did a teen trip with our teens in Beeville, and they learned the states by a song. And it was easier for them to sing the song and learn the states. And so put them in remembrance, the Bible says, charging them before the Lord that they strive not about words to what? No profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the what? Word of what? Truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase into more ungodliness, and their word will eat after thus a canker, whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already and overthrown the faith of some. Nevertheless, the foundation of God, what's the next two words? Standeth sure. Amen. It's not going to crumble. It's going to stay there for a long time. Having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are His, and let every one that name the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, God, I come before You tonight. Thank You for Your Word. And God, help us to be truthful, be honest, not be a counterfeit of what our sign says, of what our tract says. This is Bethel Baptist Church. God, help us to remain the same. Help us not to give in to the whims and philosophies of man and the easy believism and what can make our church grow by not staying by the stuff. But God, help us that we might stay what we've always been. God, thank You for what You've done. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. If you've ever noticed our tracts that we give out, there's a good-looking guy right there. If you haven't seen it, you might look on there. But right here it says, old-fashioned KJV preaching. That's the Bible. It's the Bible. And you notice our logo. If you ever notice our logo, there's Bethel, and then it's got a Bible with a Baptist church. Did that for a reason. Our church is built upon the Bible. And the foundation is the Bible. I didn't come up with it, but I loved it, and praise the Lord, that's a good visual of the way our church ought to be, the way the Baptists ought to be. We're not just, I'm following somebody and I'm following a man down the road. No. I'm following the Word of God. And the thing about the Baptists is the book. What book? The book. There's a lot of things it says about words. And I forgot to look up how many words there are in the King James Bible. But God said, every word of God is pure. And heaven and earth shall pass away, but My words shall not pass away. we are a Baptist church. As Brother Stowe said when he was here, I'm a Bible-believing, devil-denying, Christ-exalted, independent Baptist. And that's what I am. Praise the Lord. But our heritage, what is our heritage? What is heritage? Heritage is an inheritance. It's something inherited. It's something that's passed down. And with the Baptists, we've been passed a book, we've been passed a doctrine, and we've been passed a hope, a blessed hope of the soon return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. But the book is very important. What book? What book are you following? Brother, we're going to have Brother Walker was here for our meeting, and he's the one that has all the Bibles that we have the right Bible translated from. And that's the reason why we can stand sure on the King James Bible, and I can't explain like he does, but the other Bibles were translated out of corrupt manuscripts. And our King James Bible was meticulously copied And God said that he would preserve his word. It's been inspired, but it was preserved. And that's not our job. I was at a meeting probably 15, 20 years ago, and the preacher said, everybody's going to have to learn Hebrew and Greek because pretty soon our Bible's going to be obsolete. And I'm like, that's not what my Bible says. That's Greek to me. And so, the Bible. The Bible is God's. We say God's Word. We take that lightly. But it is God's Word. Think about it. God's Word. 2 Timothy chapter 2 says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be shamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Does truth ever change? Absolutely not. Truth never, ever changes. Think about the Word of God. If we did not have a Bible, what situation would we be in? We'd be in a sad, sad situation. The Bible itself claims to be God's Word. The Bible itself claims to be inspired. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. That means breathed out. That's why, and we said this before, you cannot talk without breathing. Breathe. And we have the Word of God because it was breathed out by Almighty God. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. And the Bible says it's quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. But think about it. If there was no Bible, if we came to the conclusion the Bible's not true, and the devil, I don't think, is smart enough to do the Bible's not true. What's he do? He just changes it. Just changes the versions. That's just a little change. He's not so stupid to say, hey, the Bible is not true. But he just changes it. The other versions, they attack sometimes the masculinity of our Savior. Sometimes it's the deity of Christ. Sometimes it's the blood of Christ. They take out holy out of the Holy Bible. And so they just change it. Hey, there's a lot of people, I believe there is a Bible, but which one is the Word of God? It really doesn't matter which one. You know, it does matter. Things that are different are not the same. Drive a Chevy or a Dodge or a Ford, they're all different. If you're going to fly high, drive a Ford. Amen. You know, but they're different. And the Word of God, think about it. If there was no Bible, then what God says about His Word, thus saith the Lord. The Lord came unto me saying, the Lord told me to tell the nation of Israel or people this. So if that's not true, then we would know nothing about the true and living God. A God. Is there a God? A lot of people, is there a God? Not atheist, there is no God. Agnostic, I just don't know about God. But think about it. If you did not have a Bible, you would know nothing about God. You would know nothing about life beyond the grave. That's it. You die, they bury you, that's it. That's not what my Bible said. My Bible says it's the valley of the shadow of death. And death is a victory. It's a graduation. I'm going home to be with the Lord. Hey, this world is not my home. I'm just passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. Amen. So you would know nothing about what takes place on the other side of the grave. You would have no revelation from God. Think about it. No revelation from God. Nothing that you could say, this is what God has said. If there were no Bible, you would have no answers for the depravity of man. Oh, that's just the way they are. That's the way our nature is. All of us are sinners. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God, Ecclesiastes 3:20, for there's not a just man upon the earth that doeth good and sinneth not. Praise the Lord. Hey, we are all sinners. We are, and the Bible explains that. There would be no answer for the depravity of man without the Word of God. There'd be no answer to our origin. Where'd you come from? Where'd your mama find you? But I can truly say, I was created, I was fearfully and wonderfully made. I'm a dirt bag for sure, but hey, I'm still fearfully and wonderfully made. I was made by an almighty God. I mean, sometimes I just look at the difference of people. Just think if God made it just a rebel stamp. Dun, 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 dun. How boring it would be. But everybody's different. Everybody looks different. Some are short. Some are larger than others. Some are skinny bean bowls. Some are, I mean, we're all different. But we all had the same Creator, praise the Lord. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. There'd be no purpose in life. I have a purpose, the Bible says, for I am to preach the Word. So if I'm commanded to preach the Word and God didn't have a Word, it'd be lying in and of itself. There'd be no comfort for those that have passed on. No hope, no comfort. The Holy Ghost is our comforter. No hope that I'm going to see my family and those that are saved again. No hope that, hey, this is not all there is to it, to life. And when I die and I'm saved and I go to heaven, I'm going to spend eternity with my Savior. Amen. Praise the Lord. There'd be no moral code. It's whatever you want to do. Those people say, oh, I want to defund the police. Just let everybody do what they want to do. Well, you're an idiot. What if they come in your yard and, oh, I want that, I want that. No, that's mine. Well, you can't do that. There'd be no moral code. There would be no guide on human relationships. There has to be an authority structure. There has to be. If everybody had the same authority, you couldn't get anywhere. If a company of 15, everybody had the same authority, it wouldn't be alive, wouldn't be going very, very long, because everybody has a different opinion. There has to have somebody that's going to make the decisions, and they have to have followers. A line of authority, and it's found in the Word of God. But you'd have none of that. You'd have no guide how to get along with one another. You hit me, I hit you. You call me a name, I call you a name. Bible says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay. That's not what we're supposed to do. There'd be no sense of right and wrong. We as Christians, not necessarily Baptists, we as Christians get our sense of right and wrong, not a sense, but the code of right and wrong by this Bible right here. It's not what, well, my preacher says. Well, if I say something that's not in the Word of God, don't say my preacher. Just say the Word of God doesn't say it. But if I tell you what the Bible says, don't say my preacher says. It says the Bible says. Right. Bible says you shouldn't drink. Why? Wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging. Whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Hey, I didn't say that. God's Word says that. So God's Word, they're quick. That's powerful. Quick means alive, the powerful. Sharper than any two-edged sword. Look at Proverbs chapter 30 and verse number 5. Proverbs chapter 30 tonight, verse number 5. Proverbs 30 here and verse number 5. Bible says here, Proverbs 35, every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in Him. Add thou not unto His words, lest He reprove thee, and thou be found a... Anybody there? Liar, liar, pants on fire. Just go ahead and add to God's Word. Go ahead and take from God's Word. Just leave it alone. God's holy Word. Just live by it. Study it. Read it. Memorize it. Use the Word of God. How about Matthew chapter 4, verse number 4? Matthew chapter 4, verse number 4. The Bible says here, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So if there's no words out of the mouth of God and we have no Bible, we couldn't do what the Bible tells us to do. But I'm glad we got a Bible, this blessed old book. I hold my hands. This is the last night that we'll have the table back there. They do have a website if you want some good Bibles from local church publishers there, but we'll be taking those down and sending them back, so remember that. All right, so go back to 2 Timothy chapter number 2. And he says in verse 14, of these things put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. So he's saying, put them in remembrance and charging them, hey, make it known. Hey, it's an earnest request. He says, charging them before the Lord that they strive not about words to no profit. And I forgot to look this up, how many words a person speaks on a daily basis. It's quite different for a man than it is for a woman. Think twice as much or something like that. I don't know. Anyway. But think about the words. What kind of words do you use? Sometimes we get in arguments over stuff that really doesn't matter. It's to no profit. Because you can't say, this is the way it is. Kind of like those that think this car's better and that car's better and I know the Ford truck's better. You know, there's some evidence, but you say, well, we do that in fun. But to argue and to talk and to demean and to words of no profit, subverting means to hurt. It means to harm. And so the words that you say, let them be good words. Let them be encouraging words. And he says, strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. You know, the book of Proverbs talks about many things. Talks about wealth. Talks about women. Talks about wisdom. But a lot in the book of Proverbs talks about words. Words. The Bible says death and life are in the power of the what? The tongue. That little thing in your mouth. And the little thing, the mouth. And God gave us two ears and one mouth for an object lesson. We ought to listen twice as much as we talk. I mean, just think about if we had a mouth in the place where our ears were and a ear where our mouth was. Not only would that look weird, but, you know, it's kind of like the chicken. I'm like, how does a chicken, he's got an eye on this side, an eye on this side, how does he look? And I think it's my girls, well, they just look ahead. I'm sorry, I don't know why that was in my message, but anyway, sorry. But what we say, Proverbs talks about hasty words. Pure words, pleasant words, truthful words, the multitude of words, wicked words, grievous words, truth words, sweet words. Let's look in Proverbs really quick. Proverbs chapter 17, look at this, chapter 17 and verse number 27. The Bible says, he that hath knowledge spareth his words, and a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. Read the next verse. Even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise, and he that shutteth his lips is esteemed as a man of understanding. Usually it's the other way around. Usually the man over here that talks louder than anybody else and talks more than everybody else, you say, man, that guy knows about everything. Probably not. Probably the guy sitting next to him probably knows more. He's just not saying anything. But words can hurt. words to no benefit. Look at James chapter number 3. And you don't have to turn there, but the Bible says that your tongue can be set on fire of hell. And your tongue, who can tame the tongue? It's something that you and I must be careful with. We can say things and hurt and destroy and wound others. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. What a false statement. It hurts. It hurts. So, what are some words to no profit? How about gossip? Gossip is talking about something that you're neither part of the problem or the solution. That's gossip. Did you hear? Did you hear? Hey, are you part of the problem or part of the solution? Well, no. Gossip. Gossip can hurt others. How about call people into judgment? Well, I think that this person, and like I said Sunday, evaluating somebody's what they say, but we go a little farther. We evaluate their motives and their intentions. There's no way on earth that you can be right about somebody's motives and intentions. If you did, you'd be God. You could see inside. There's no way. Hey, I see what they do, and it seems like they're doing it for that. You do not know. You do not know. But how about arguing about things that you don't know concrete? Concrete. Look at Deuteronomy 29:29. You need to circle this in your Bible and remember it. Deuteronomy chapter 29 and verse number 29. Bible says here, the secret things, the hidden things, belong unto the Lord our God. But those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. Are there any secret things in the Bible? Really? If you can understand the whole Bible, come up and preach this message. Amen? There's some things we will never know because the Bible does not say. Yeah, but here's what I think. Okay. Well, here's what he thinks. Okay. But I'm right. Based upon what? Opinions are kind of like noses. Everybody has one. Everybody has an opinion. But we always think my opinion is right. Okay? But the things that aren't spelled out in the Word of God. Well, I'm going to argue and I'm going to fight over and contention. The Bible says only by pride comes contention. So I'm right and you're wrong, and that's where the contention comes. Hey, I'm right. Hey, listen to me. I'm right. No. We aren't always right. Doesn't matter whether you're male or female. Helps. Well, yeah, but you're not always right. And what about, does God say that you cannot eat pork? Today, is it a sin to eat pork? No. God had that for the Jews. Is it the healthiest thing in the world to eat pork? No. But my wife has cooked pork chops for our family about this many times. She doesn't like ham. But we're not going to say, oh, we're spiritual family because we don't eat pork chops. What? It's not a sin. The Bible never says, don't eat pork. You know, we're not under the law, we're under grace. But yet, sometimes some people, well, because I do this, then I'm more spiritual. That's not the truth. And so words that are not profitable. Look, I need to continue. Look back in 2 Timothy chapter 2. Back here. 2 Timothy chapter 2. So we have words to no profit. Then we have the words of truth. Verse 15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The word of truth. study means an effort. Hey, don't just read your Bible. Slow down and read your Bible. And I found out the longer the passage that I read, the more it makes sense. Sometimes you pick up something right in the middle of something, you're like, huh? But yeah, I'm like, who's he talking to? What is the circumstances? What just happened? What's going to happen? Hey, that'll help you read longer passages and then you would understand the Word of God. Yes, the Word of God was written about the Jews and to God's people, but it has an application for us today. And many of the commandments are for us today to live by. And so, study to show yourselves approved unto God. It says, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, exhibiting, when I read my Bible, I'm not doing it so I can check it off and say, hey, everybody, I read my Bible. Because God already knows whether I read my Bible or not. And I want to read my Bible to say, God, I love you, and I want to find out how to live, and I want to find out what you want me to do, and I want to live by this book. And so, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Rightly dividing. I remember my mama, she had a lot of patterns. And she'd get that pattern out, and she'd get her straight pins, and she'd lay the cloth out, and then she'd lay that pattern down, and she would pin that pattern to that material. And then she'd cut along the pattern. And that word rightly dividing means a straight cut. The Word of God is pretty straightforward. What we're missing today is, from the pulpit, a straightforward message. Well, it's okay if it's okay if you drink, as long as you don't get drunk, it's okay. It's all right if you live together. It's all right if you have sex before me. It's all right. It's okay, and all that other stuff. Hey, they're not setting you. It's not setting a straight course. You want the Word of God to draw a straight line. Want somebody to tell you what God has said. God has said it. He hasn't changed His mind. He means what He says and says what He means. And I think we need to look at the Word of God and say, this is what God has said. Doesn't matter the winds of oppression. Doesn't matter what anybody says, we need to stick with the Word of God. Still tell our young people, need to stay away from sex before marriage and the things that lead up to that. Oh, you mean they shouldn't kiss before they're married? No. They shouldn't hold hands and be together before they're married? No, because that just leads to the problems, and the longer they do that and the more they're together, hey, it causes problems, and pretty soon they're in trouble. And we're trying to keep them from that. Oh, you're that old-fashioned. Uh-huh. Why? And things like, you got to stay away from public pools. Why, preacher? Well, pornography is a $1 billion industry. And if a man goes, one guy says, I go to the beach and hand out tracts. Says, my flesh says, I want to join yours, but I can't do that. I'd be sinning. Why? Because we don't want our flesh to sin. And if you go places that you know people aren't dressed right and dressed correctly, then you're going to cause yourself to sin. And that's against God's Word. Abortion's still wrong. Living together still wrong. Affairs outside of your marriage is still wrong. Hey, you need to set it forth straight. That's what God says, rightly dividing the Word of truth. Not every church wants to do that. I've heard some, well, they know this person gives a lot of money and you don't want to get on their sand. Well, I'd rather hear it straight. I'd rather the doctor to say, this is cancer and this is what's up, and said, oh, I think you're okay. God's Word needs to be pointed, needs to be straight. Then you see down here in verse 16, but shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase into more ungodliness, and their word will eateth a canker, of whom Hymenaeus and Philetus, of who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already and overthrown the faith of some. It's important that the Baptists have the right book, and we get our doctrine from this book. I'm glad this is the faith. We get our faith, our doctrine, our body of beliefs from this book. That's why we're closed communion. Everybody wants to know, what does that mean? That means we believe it's for the church. The two ordinances, as a pastor, I'm supposed to guard the ordinances that were given to the local assembly. You mean you don't take it to the nursing homes? No. You don't take it to the wrestle? No. We give it forth, we take it as a church. When you come together in one place, and it's not, you eat at home, and the Bible says in 1 Corinthians, hey, you gather together for a memorial of the Lord Jesus Christ. It keeps the church pure from within. You need to be right with one another. If you're saved and you've been baptized in a Baptist church and you're a member of this church, you ought to be here next Wednesday night. Well, but I'm not right with the Lord, and I don't know if I can be right with the Lord, so I'm not going to be here. No, you need to be here because you can be right with the Lord. You can get on your knees and say, Lord, please forgive me of this bitterness and of this sin. Well, what about all my sins I don't realize? I don't think God's going to hold you accountable for all the sins you can't remember. I have enough I can remember. And I need to ask God to forgive me of the sins I have in my life now, and you can be right with God here at the altar and go back and partake of the Lord's Supper. If you have bitterness and unforgiveness towards somebody, get it right. But you ought to be here. It's a memorial service for our Lord Jesus Christ. And baptism, it keeps the church pure from without. You can't join our church without being baptized in a Baptist church of like faith or our church. Or Sadie was, her sins are in the depths of the sea. Amen. Amen. But she is baptized because we didn't say the right words, but we did the right action. Amen. I have caught a lot of flack for that. That's okay. It's okay. I got big shoulders. I can handle it. But those two ordinances, God only gave us two. And we ought to keep them right. And the elements of the Lord's Supper, we're not going to have hot dog buns and something else. We're going to have grape juice and unleavened bread. And we're going to try to stick with that. Because God made it and He organized it and He said, this is for the church. The doctrine. The doctrine. And I'm glad I go places. And like I said, the home missions conference, those that present have to say, this is what I agree with. And somebody said, are you sure? Can you? And somebody said, I'm going to do a credit check on everyone. I said, I don't have time to do that. But if they're not going to be honest, and they said, this is what I believe, and this is what I'm going to start a Baptist church with your money, if they go out and lie to us and say, I really think that's on them. And so, but our doctrine comes from the Word of God. And that's why our Bible is so important. Our Bible. So he says, and you notice he says, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past. Did he say there was no resurrection? No, he just changed it. You say the resurrection is already past. You know, there's a lot of people, they're not trying to say that there is, you know, that there's no tribulation or that there's no millennial. They're just changing it. And that, yes, there was Jesus, but kind of like, did Jesus have long hair? The pictures that I've seen, he has long hair. Jesus did not have long hair. Because Jesus would not contradict His Word. And the Bible says it's a shame for a man to have long hair. So then the question, how long is long? And Kevin Jr. has got the Baptist haircut right there. Right there. That's the Baptist haircut right there. If you want to know what we ought to... No. You say... Well, preacher, how long it? You know, at Tabernacle, it could not touch your collar. Had to be up over your ears. And I think, here we go. The Bible does not say. But God does say that you ought to be a distinguished, looking like a guy and looking like a girl. And that's all ever since high school. How long is long? How long is long? But I know my Savior didn't have long hair. And I didn't think the disciples had long hair. But I think they probably had beards, yes. And there's some places that say you can't preach in our pulpit if you have hair on your face. And my mom's probably, my mom I know is looking down because she didn't believe in people having hair on their face either. So she's probably mad at me, but that's okay. We'll get right when we get up there, Mom. But there's nowhere in the Bible that says you shouldn't have hair on your face. But our doctrine comes from the Word of God. Not eliminating it, just change it. That resurrection's already passed. Nothing's going to happen to you when you die because it's already passed. But I love it, verse 19. Nevertheless, even though you have those that will not stay by the stuff that have erred from the faith, and the Bible says their word is like a cancer, it's like gangrene, it's going to spread and affect everybody who it touches. I'm telling you, a disgruntled Christian can cause a lot of harm. You know what that church believes? And I don't believe that. Everybody they talk to, their word is like a cancer. But the Bible says, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure. Amen. Amen. The Lord knoweth them that are His, and let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Amen. That means you and I that are saved and we've been bought by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and we become the sons of God. How in the world can you not become a son? God knows them that are His. Amen. Hey, you ought to be grounded and foundational in the security of the believer. I'm saved. I'm on my way to heaven. I'm God's child. And because of God's child, there ought to be an action. Ought to be an action. Let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Ought to be different. Ought to be, well, pastor wants me to, I don't know. Well, pastor says that's wrong, I shouldn't do it. Why don't you look in the Word of God, see if there's any principles in there that God says that you shouldn't do. We're supposed to be light. We're supposed to be salt. We're supposed to, the Bible says, let your light shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your God which is in heaven. We ought to be different. We ought to be honest. We ought to be hardworking. We ought to be a testimony for our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Not so that people can say, oh, look at them. No, so they can honor and glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. So the difference between Baptists and not Baptists, Baptists in name only, is they're not sticking by the King James Bible. As long as I'm pastor, we will have and study, and our teachers will teach from and have, and not, well, we believe but not use. No, we will use the King James Bible. That is the Bible that we believe has been preserved and inspired and illuminated and preserved for us, the English-speaking people, for today. God's Word. Because if we did not have it, might as well go home. How in the world could we smile? I don't know what's going to take place. You don't know what's going to take place. But I'm glad I have a God that's already in tomorrow, already in eternity. He already knows what's going to happen, what's going to happen in our lives, and I can serve Him the rest of my life. So we are a Baptist church and will remain a Baptist church because we believe in the book. Dear Heavenly Father, God, I come before You. Thank You for tonight. Dear Father, we certainly love You. And God, I know You love us because You gave us a book. You gave us a book that we can read, we can study, we can memorize, but most of all, we can live by. God, I pray that we might do that, might realize that the words that we say, God, we shouldn't argue about things that really doesn't matter and get upset and make enemies over things that really are not the truth. But God, help us to live by the Word of truth and have it rightly dividing the Word of truth. God, help us not to depart. Our doctrine, our belief in you, our belief in the Word of God. Help us not to depart from that. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. All right. All God's people said, appreciate you being here tonight. Kevin's here, praise the Lord. Nikki's here, praise the Lord. Sister Woody called in. She still doesn't sound very good. Brother Cardi still needs our prayers. My daughter's feeling better. The ferrets are still sick. Is that correct? Okay. Sister Moyer still needs our prayers. Where'd Brother Moyer go? Okay. All right. And Brad Newman. All right. Anybody else tonight? Yes, sir. Okay. All right. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Yes, ma'am. Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, we were knocking on doors and we knocked on his door. So, Saturday. So, praise the Lord. All right. Pray for Monty. He's been sick. Pam? Okay, pray for Aunt Judy. How much you paying? Do you have to be there every day? Do you have to type? I'm not asking for me. I'm not, you know, no. Well, praise the Lord. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
I have a prayer.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Amen. Good, good. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I serve that kind of God. Praise the Lord. Brother Shell? Okay. And with a car, right, Caleb? A hot rod? Yep, okay. Good deal. All right. Praise the Lord. All right. Anybody else? Yes, Charles. Okay. All right. All right. Anybody else? Michael. So your oldest brother? Okay. All right. Yes, sir. Good, good, good. Yeah, pray for my wife. She hasn't felt the greatest. So she woke up grouchy this morning. She should have let me sleep instead of waking me up. And so. All right, anybody else? All right, well, let's go to the Lord in prayer, and then we'll end in a song. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we come before you. God, we love you tonight. And God, thank you for hearing our prayers. And God, it's great to hear people praise you for what you've done. But God, we just want to praise you for who you are, and God, for being our God, for being our Savior, for God giving us a book to live by and a book to tell us about you and a moral compass of what is right and wrong and the doctrine, what we should believe, what we shouldn't believe. God, thank you for our folks being here tonight. Pray that you might give us a good night, and pray that you might give us a good week. Bless the day Sunday. And God, I pray that you might give us a good Easter, help us to see people come, visitors come, people get saved. And God, I pray that the lighthouse, the light of the gospel might go from this place, and God, that people might understand how great you are and about your salvation. So bless tonight all those on our list tonight that need you. Pray for Brother Cardi and others that are in the hospital, but God, raise them up. And we just pray for the rest of these in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's all stand. And let's sing. Spirit of the Living God. O Holy Night. 562. I'm on the winning side. And we'll sing verse number 2. From the straight and narrow way, I was drifting every day. Page 562. From the straight and narrow way, I was drifting every day. Out upon the waters deep and wide. But it all is over now. Glory light is on my brow. And my soul is on the winning side. Well, I'm on the winning side. Yes, I'm on the winning side. Out in sin no more will I abide. I've enlisted in the fight for the cause of truth and right. Praise the Lord, I'm on the winning side. Don't forget, if you have pictures of the remodel, please send them to me, but not 500, all right? God bless you.